Good morning. Welcome to Galesburg Live. Tom Meredith, your host this morning. Glad to have you along on this Saturday morning. Well, next week, annual event here in Galesburg. In fact, the 41st annual. Can't believe it's been going on for so long. Railroad Days is coming up this next week. And joining us to talk more about the events of on this year's calendar is the chairman of the Railroad Days Board, Dennis Clark. Dennis, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being with us. Man, 41 years. My goodness. I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yes. Yes.
It's quite a feat,
and it's changed quite a bit over those years.
It really has. Yeah. Yeah. There's been so many different types of events that have gone on with it, going back to bed races and bike races and basketball and so many things. And,
exactly.
But I guess the one constant is that, hey, this is a railroad town.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And you know, we're going to be separated from that a little bit because now we have bridges going over the rails. We're going to go under the rails.
Mm-hmm. Which makes it kind of an interesting dynamic, but it's easier to get around at Railroad Days and other events now once that opens. So what, July 18th, I think they're saying for the underpass now. But, it's always been a really fun event. And like I said, a lot of changes throughout the years and some things have gone away. And this is year we're going to talk about something that's happened in the past that's actually coming back. So always a lot of fun events with Railroad Days. Let's talk a little bit about the history. How long have you actually been involved, Dennis?
Well, I was with Prairie Players when we were doing the beer garden over on the grass lot.
Yeah.
And that was back in the 90s. But then I've been chairman for 14 years. So it's time. I've got your name down there, Tom. You got your name on the list.
I know other people. We can other names I can give you too. but it's in a lot of ways it's almost a full time job for you in some ways.
It's becoming a year round.
Yeah,
it's becoming a year round. I mean, there's a few months where we actually right after Railroad Days we start laying down the grid work for the next year. What are we going to add or to the festival and to the celebration? And but I've got a great council. I've done this for that many years. However, I've had several of those people have been on there for that many years too. So
yeah, that is helpful. People
that's
know what
very helpful.
I mean, because I guess you have to have, like, for instance, just even like with the carnival, you have to get that set. I mean, probably as soon as you're done with this Railroad Days, because those people get scheduled so far out for their whole year.
I'm glad you mentioned the carnival. I still got to explain to people. It took me a few years to get this carnival, and I have my grandsons come down from the Quad Cities. And the reason I got this carnival was it's safe and it's clean and it's got a lot of different rides, but it's the fact that it's safe and it's clean.
Yeah.
He has a strict policy on his crew and his family owned.
Yeah, that's probably a complaint you get over the years, and it's not always easy to find that. Like I said, it's taken you years to get this one in particular
here.
Yeah.
And it's in a perfect spot.
Yeah. So where are we going to be set up this year?
Same carnival. The carnival's going to be on the square.
Okay.
Like it was.
Okay,
it's a perfect spot. It's used in the green space on the square. You can have adults, especially he'll put the small rides, the kiddie rides are in around the trees, so the parents can be in the shade. So we're using the trees for that. Now the older kids, the teens and all that, you know, they can be in the sun. They can handle the sun.
Right.
And the parents, if they want to watch those kids, they can still sit there and watch them from there. But it's a wonderful location. It highlights the fact that it's the center of Railroad Days. And it really is. A lot of people say, well, why do you have a carnival? I've heard that comment, but that we get commission off everything that the carnival does. So if you want to help Railroad Days, go down and have the kids get on some rides and help them.
I mean, name the town and whatever their town celebration is, everybody does it. I mean, when they say, well, it's not related to railroad. Well, it's not related to strawberries and elmwood or rhubarb and Oito either, it just kind of enhances the experience.
Yeah,
I think,
and we wouldn't have Railroad Days if it wasn't for the carnival.
No.
Seriously, the monies that we have that we get off the carnival helps Railroad Days survive.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about the carnival. There's always different specials with armbands or passes for like the whole thing and different.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. The main thing, the best buy, and some people will say, well, $50 for a mega band. But you have five different sessions. You have Thursday, Friday, two on Saturday, and one on Sunday. So all those different sessions. And I guess I urge people to get the Mega Band because it's the best buy. It's $20 just for one session band for that session, whether it be Thursday night, Friday, or the two on Saturday. You'd have it for the afternoon session or the evening session and the Sunday session. But I would tell you, don't burn out the kids or don't burn out yourself.
Right, yeah.
Come for a few hours and do some things. And then on Saturday, when it comes to all the other events down Main Street, they can always go back if they want to ride some more rides again. They can do that. But they can also get into big wheel races and all the other activities that we have on Main Street. And that's the best buy. And that's what they run. And those are sold on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, yeah, especially if you have, young teens or middle teens where they are able to go out by themselves.
Yep.
You don't worry about it. You can let them go while you're going and experiencing all the other things Railroad Days has to offer and the city has to offer. They say, hey, we can go back and they can spend all day there Saturday. Maybe we'll come back in the evening. We're going to grab something to eat. They can go again and just kind of keep going because it's unlimited once they have that pass, unlimited rides.
Yes, yes. And so we encourage that. And you can come down several times and enjoy the festival.
Yeah. One of the neat things also with it being on the square with the Carl Sandburg statue and all that and Central Congregational Church there and a chance to experience a little bit of history. But that's one of the other things with Railroad Days, kind of getting a chance to experience the history of Galesburg, and including the railroad with some stuff by the depot. And you'll have a trolley again this year, which is going to you get a chance to go around and see a little bit of the history.
Absolutely. When we put the art in the park, well, I'll call it an art in the park, but it's arts and crafts. Standish Arts and Crafts are going to be in Standish Park. And it looks like we have over 40 vendors in the park on Saturday. So we're bringing in a trolley. And the trolley will be running down Simmons and then back up Tompkins. And it'll be going in a circle. And that way people can get on down by the depot area, down in front of what I would call Prairie Players, new theater down there. And they can ride back and forth. There'll be stops in between. We'll stop at the Central Congregational Church because people can find out that we're having a tour there of the windows. They're going to talk about the history of the windows. And over at Corpus Christi, they're going to do the relic tour. They're also going to have a flea market over there. So there'll be stops along that way, coming back and forth from the park. Now, we are going to do a $1 charge for the first time you get on. We'll stamp your hand, and then you can ride it free the rest of the day if you want to go back and forth several times. We're basically doing that to help offset the charges that we've incurred because of the trolley.
But you just don't have a trolley sitting around. You got to bring one in for
that. You got to bring one in. Yeah. It's coming in from Davenport, and it'd be a fun ride to do.
Yeah.
And we're also doing that primarily just to really service the people that want to go back and forth.
Well, and the thing is, this isn't just for people coming from out of town, which we'll get to that. But this, if you live here, you probably don't always think about it. When you live in a particular community, you don't always think about the history and going and looking at it. And this is kind of gives you a chance to do some of that, which you might not have even done at some point.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now, the city buses are running free all day.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, so you can jump on a city bus too if you want to. And down there at that same area, now on South Seminary, we'll also have the historical tour is going to be down there across the street. They'll be on the east side of the street, and the historical tram will be doing their travels. And then we have several activities that are occurring in the Prairie Players Black Box Theater. First of all, the Hall of Fame is going to have a photo contest. And they need to look at that. They'll be talking about that. National Railroad Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how to the Rail Photography Workshop is going to be at 10. You'll have entries. They can put entries into a photo contest for Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Then at 11 and 1, there's going to be performances again. The Carl Sandburg play that they did over at the historic site last year. That's going to be done again. Spank Caboosh and Swipes and Rutabaga Country. All right, that's going to be performed by the Performing Arts Academy, mm-hmm. and Tim Holmes has directed that. That will be at 11 and 1. Now, after that, at 2 to 3:30 is the Lincoln play.
And this is a really neat thing.
It's really cool, and it's a neat venue because it's intimate with 90 seats in there. People need to get tickets to this. It's it's now it's $10 for that. The Carl Sandburg play will be free, but there's $10 for that play, and it's a really interesting. If people have read the paper, there's been articles on it. There's going to be another one come out. It's basically you're an uninvited guest in the White House, and you've surprised the Lincolns, and they didn't know that you were coming on a tour of the White House, and you're sitting there, and then all of a sudden, he just gets intimate with the audience.
Yeah.
Of talking, and he goes through the emotions that he deals with Mary Todd also.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, Michael Krebs, who is playing Abraham Lincoln, that if you hear about anybody who plays Abraham Lincoln, that is the name that you probably hear most.
Yeah, he's been
outstanding.
Been in a couple movies now. He's been in several documentaries, and of course, he's been at Springfield. He was at Springfield for years, and up in Chicago at the History Museum up there. So.
Dennis Clark, chairman of the Railroad Days Board. Railroad Days getting underway next Thursday through Sunday. Lots and lots of events going on. We're going to talk about more of those. We'll talk about, there's one in particular that used to be a staple of Railroad Days that's coming back, and just so many things. It's always such a great time here in Galesburg, and it brings people to town as well, which is a really, really cool thing. Let's quickly get into that a little bit as far as the tourism that it brings in. Do you ever get a sense? I mean, do you talk to the hotels and restaurants as far
absolutely. We know that there's we're setting a record now this year for the Train and Toy Show. They have 360 tables. We have normally coming in from there has been anywhere from 32 to 40 different states. Now, down at the railroad on display track and the people that take the tours or the VIP tours or the rail yard tours, there's been over 40 states and 8 foreign countries that come in to that. A lot of people don't realize that, how much it reaches out. This year we're starting off, of course, with a parade.
We have a
new parade this year, Friday evening at 6:00.
Yeah.
We'll come down Main Street and then turn around and have opening ceremonies after that. We've brought back the Little Miss and Little Mr. Railroad, and that will be announced at opening ceremonies. It'll be the last opening ceremonies. We have country music on Friday night on that main stage right after the opening ceremonies. But Abraham Lincoln is the Grand Marshal. Mm-hmm. Michael Krebs is the Grand Marshal, and he'll be going down Main Street leading the parade with Mary Todd. Yeah, and he'll be speaking at the opening ceremonies.
Well, you know, you mentioned the parade. If I remember right, participating once here with the radio station, it was actually out at Sandburg Mall.
At the mall.
That's what I thought. Then we went, because I remember being our remote unit, and we're kind of being pulled by our truck, and that's what I thought. It was out there. So another thing that's changed and went away, and now it makes more sense to do it downtown. Like
and the sad
now.
Part thing is today we could actually probably drive it through the mall.
Well, there's that. There is that. That's a whole other thing. Dennis Clark is the chairman of the Railroad Days Board, joining us here this morning on Galesburg Live. We are going to take a break here. We'll get a news update, and we'll come back and talk more with Dennis Clark. This is Galesburg Live. This is Galesburg Live. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Our guest this hour is the chairman of the Railroad Days Board, Dennis Clark. Railroad Days coming up next week. Gets underway on Thursday. Always such a huge event here in Galesburg. It's the 41st annual event. And, we were talking about, you said part of the Railroad Days, without the carnival, it wouldn't be an event. But not only that, there's a lot of sponsors and volunteers who help out well that you couldn't do without.
Absolutely. And one who's really stepped up is Galesburg Toyota. They've been the main sponsor now for the last 3 years, and we really appreciate that. We have Fritz Cross, American Family Insurance, has stepped up and got helping with the sponsorship. We have several of the banks, Tompkins and Midwest, First Midwest Bank also, we have assistance. It's kind of a hassle. Let's face it. Mm-hmm. Wells Fargo. An F&M on the square,
right,
having to deal with the traffic during the week. We make it so that you can still go around the banks and go through their drive-thrus, and actually we provide the parking so they can park in front of the bank. So if you're going in there to do business, so don't be dismayed by when you see a barricade, it will say local business still available. So you can still go into F&M and do that and Wells Fargo. So we really appreciate that. First Class, too. Mm-hmm. We make it so you can go in and patronize that business. But we have so many groups. We're up to about 27 nonprofits that help us. And this year, the pork producers, even though they're cooking over there at the museum, they're going to be hauling meat down to the firefighters. And we have the water fight.
Right.
This year, a new event, we have mud volleyball.
Which is an old event that's come back now. Right? Yeah.
If you really look at this, when people go, why don't you bring this back? We've actually brought, when people say, well, railroad days will never be like it was, I say, yeah, thank goodness.
Right. Well, yeah. But there are still some events.
Everybody has rose colored glasses.
Right.
We've basically brought back, other than bed races.
Right.
Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
But we have the water fight. We have big wheel races. Some of the basketball, I tried to do 3-on-3.
Well.
And it's tough because they do these tournaments in air conditioned gyms.
Yeah.
Gyms now and all that.
Well, so the other thing, times have changed so much and it takes so many volunteers, because when it was going on and it was huge, you had the Register Mail and Cottage Hospital as the main sponsors. And basically all their employees would be there working the course.
Absolutely.
And it's tough to do that. And there is so much going on.
It is.
And I thought it was a great thing and they did a great job. But its time came and went, though.
Yes. Yeah. And so for the mud volleyball, Lockwood Excavation and Construction, they're going to be hauling in that dirt. A lot of dirt. We're talking 60 to 70 tons of dirt for two courts. And so you can come down, watch people play around in mud. They got several teams. They have 12. They may have as many as 16.
Wow.
Good. You can also go online to get in the parade. I mentioned the parade earlier.
Right, yes.
But you can actually go online, and if you're interested in your business of being in the parade, click on advanced purchases on the main header that comes up for our website. And it's GaylsburgRailroadDays.com. .com is what we are. And that's the first entry that form that comes up to where you can get on the parade. And we're still taking those, and I think we'll take those up until about Wednesday. Then we'll have to tell people how they're going to line up for the parade and everything like that. We have Ducky's Formal Wear. Ducky's has taken on this Little Mister Railroad. You can actually go into Ducky's. So if you want your 5 to 7 year old in the contest, and their Sunday best clothes is what they're calling for, go into Ducky's and get a form and sign them up.
Okay.
The YMCA is helping out. There's several groups that are helping out. We have the young professionals are going to help with volunteerism. They're going to come for Friday night for the staggered band is playing the country band right after opening ceremonies. And the young professionals are going to help with that volunteerism there. Saturday during the day, we have the Men of Distinction, Women of Character from Carl Sandburg are going to be downtown with the Solutions Program from the YMCA. They're going to have a lot of volunteers for that, helping out with those different events, because we have that, all those main activities for kids. We have big wheel races. Now, when I say big wheel races, we have something that we've never had. It's big wheel races.
Wow.
So
it's for adults then?
For adults.
Oh, really?
So you can actually come down at 11 o'clock. We're going to have it for the kids. So the kids can come down. If they would come down and register after 10 o'clock, they can start registering. And come down and register. We'll see how many kids we have. We'll have those things for kids at 11, the big wheel races. Then we're going to have mixed at noon. It takes about an hour to run the others. At noon, we'll have mixed. So a parent can go against their kids, or me, I can go against my grandkids.
And it's going to be on Main Street?
It's on Main Street.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And they have big wheels. Yes, big enough for me, even.
Maybe not big enough for me, but.
And if you want to come down as adults at 1 o'clock, we'll just go as long as you want to go. Racing, bring down your group. I know the cadets are going to be down there selling brownies and things like that again, because they're going to help out with the basketball 3-point contest. We have the Army coming with climbing wall. We have the little train coming, so you can bring kids down there to ride a little train. Now, the big wheel races, those are only like $2 a piece. We're not charging very much for any of that down there, just a couple bucks here and there. But
what was I say? Yeah. You mentioned the website. One of the really cool things, if you want to know what's going on, if you just Google Railroad Days, Galesburg Railroad Days, you're going to find it. But the cool thing is, if you've got somebody coming out of town or a suggestion, the cool thing about your website, it's not only got the information about Railroad Days itself, but pretty much every restaurant, all the lodging in town, everything they need to know to get here to get around,
and everything they can do. So it's really a celebration. And it's the largest celebration that we have. And I just urge people when they, instead of driving around the square, go ahead and park. I mean, we have it on the square, so another parking lot's open. There's plenty of parking downtown. If you have to, jump on a city bus if you want to. You can jump on a bus from downtown and actually take a bus to the toy and train show out at the field house, which if people haven't been in the field house, they need to go out there. There's 360 tables, the largest they've ever been.
It's pretty amazing what they can get in there and how big that venue is.
They're totally filling that place. Yeah. And, y'all just check out the field house if you haven't ever seen it. Come down, take a rail yard tour. If you haven't ever been on a rail yard tour, it's narrated by retirees from the railroad. And it's very interesting to find out how many trillions a ton of coal and all the other products that go through the city. And you need to hear that. And you need to listen to Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, I'm going to talk a little more about the train tour, and there's some other events as well we're going to talk about coming up. Dennis Clark is our guest this morning. He's the chairman of the Railroad Days Board. Railroad Days coming up next week, Thursday through Sunday, the 41st annual event. We'll take a break here, come back, and talk more. Good morning. This is Galesburg Live here on your Saturday. Tom Meredith, my guest here on this first hour, the chairman of Railroad Days Board, Dennis Clark. Railroad Days coming up next Thursday through Sunday, already here. And, Dennis, we were talking about, the need of volunteers and everything and sponsors, of course, the city, because you got, not only, you got to get approval from the city, police department, parks and rec, and the street department, you got a lot of people helping out.
Barricades, water.
Right.
You got to have everything fire checked. You have to have the health department come in, check all the cookers and all that type of thing, make sure everything's safe. You got to make sure everything's at the right time, too, and coordinate that. It's huge, and I really appreciate the city for doing all those services.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. One of my favorite things that they've been doing for several years, you got the rib cook-off coming up.
It's loaded this year.
Yeah.
It is good. We have eight teams. Six of those eight teams actually cook for a living.
That makes it even better.
Oh.
I mean, not that it wasn't good with just the backyard guys, but you got guys that are doing it that really know what they're doing.
Well, these guys love to compete.
Yeah.
And we have Hen House is coming. Craig Carpenter from Rail City is coming. Everybody's saying, when's Carp coming to cook? And we have Waylon's coming with Willie's Barbecue that he's Smoking down there Willy's, at Fat Fish all the time. Tom Warden, Big Cat's Barbecue is coming in. We have also Bob Lynch, who won it last year, is out of London Mills down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, those are some good ribs. And these guys are all going to compete. Mark from Papa's over in Monmouth, the restaurant Papa's over in Monmouth, he's coming over to cook, and he does quite a few contests. Derek Blackwell and a friend of Jay Heckert, who's competed several years, is coming up here from industry. So there's eight teams come down during the car show. They have the car show on Sunday morning, and then they're going to pull off those ribs right at noon. And if you like ribs, this is going to be great competition this year. It's going to be super.
Yeah, because one of the categories normally is people's choice, right? So you get to
people's choice,
chance to try them all. You can get a bone or a couple of bones.
Yeah, and we have a first, second, third, and then we have people's choice. So it's gonna, and those come off at noon. They're judged right before noon, but the ribs come off at noon. So if you're over at Standish Park and are down here walking through, and we have the pedal pole is also right at that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bill Hanifick brings a little tractor that where kids can get on it and do actually a little tractor pull on a little pedal pull. So, and the Boy Scout troop 226, they're always cleaning up, emptying all the garbage cans, all that. They're huge. That this really functions well, keeps all the premises clean, and I really appreciate that. We have Kohl's Cares. They also have a program, so really support Kohl's store out there. They bring down volunteers and also contribute as a sponsor, and that's huge for this Railroad Days.
Yeah, one of the other staples, if you're into this kind of thing, Saturday morning, you want to walk or run, the Blick Art Materials Railroad Days Run, 5K walk and the quarter mile fun run for the kids.
And that's out at Hawthorne Center. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing that. They have quite a few entries in that. So go out there, the Galesburg Road Runners Club runs that. It's a Dick Blick walk and run.
Yeah, so, man, just so many things and a lot that have been like that have become staples. And now with the mud volleyball coming back, of course, you got the on Main Street, of course, kind of brought back the, I guess, quote unquote, street dance, and that you'll have entertainment.
Saturday night we have Jer and the Absolutes.
Yep.
Are playing. Then right after that, the Rockin' Pappas. Mm-hmm. So we have, and we'll have tables and chairs, cocktail tables. We'll have tables and chairs there as free, and some benches, so you can also sit down. But the cocktail tables are, then you can put down your drinks and go and dance some.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so all, I mean, just so there's so many things, and of course, you know, I wanted to mention again. We talked about the tour of the rail yard, and that's part of what brings a lot of people to town. Of course, is the railroad, because it's one of the cool things. You'll see this from time to time anyway, but especially during railroad days at different crossings and things in town or out on County 10 on the bridge going over the yard. See people there with taking their cameras, taking pictures. That's kind of a cool thing. So for those aficionados, and like you said earlier, even if you've never done it, which I haven't, I can't believe I haven't, the tour of the rail yard, it's just amazing what goes on here.
Yeah. It's we really, as a council, we sit down and we say, what can we have? What activity can we have for that includes everyone of different ages? And what can we include to also really the Main Street? What we'd really like to have is the parents or the grandparents involved with their kids entering and stuff. I mean, you know, we'll have boards there for just a beanbag toss if you want to, and do that with your grandchild or with your kid. Do the big wheel races. That's the purpose of that. They have a little football toss, a little basketball toss, those type of things. So come out, interact with your kids, have them exposed to Lincoln at the opening ceremonies. Yeah. It's very, people talk about virtual reality or reality TV or whatever. It's really reality when you get to listen to a historic figure like that and the connection that he has with the history of Galesburg.
Galesburg Railroad Day is coming up. It starts on Thursday, goes through Sunday here in downtown Galesburg. We're not only here in downtown Galesburg. There's things throughout town. And I wanted to mention, as far as the train and toy show out at the field house at Galesburg High School, Tuesday morning on Galesburg's Morning News, we'll get a chance to chat with Larry Anglin about that. And that is such a cool thing. And again, even if you're not into model trains or whatever, it is such a cool thing to see that set up with all of those vendors in there and with their huge setups. And
that's amazing.
Whole communities with trains running through it. So it's such a cool thing.
Absolutely. GalesburgRailroadDays.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new website. We have new brochures out, and support the businesses that support Railroad Days. Get to look at that, and I appreciate it very much.
Yeah. By the way, I want to mention, so there's something for everybody. Petting zoo. I mean, the
petting zoo's there.
Come with your kids or grandkids for that, and the flea market, the train and toy show. Of course, the Discovery Depot will be open, and
even out just, Oak Senior. I know mm-hmm. Senior Center. They're doing noodles, I think, on Saturday.
Right. Right. So and the other thing, railroad related, the on track displays, you'll be able to see locomotives and some other things too. Will that be right by the depot, or
they have several displays that are going to be coming in, and Dick Stein's going to announce what those are. He keeps getting calls even as to what they can bring in on the rail. They have a VIP tour down there, special tours on Friday and Saturday at 4 o'clock, but you have to get there in line. They only allow 32 on those VIP tours, okay. And he'll be speaking about that. It's amazing when you start looking at this. Oh, I forgot about this, or
right,
I didn't cover this, right?
Yeah, I mean, just it goes on and on. Just amazing the number of events, and you know, people say, "Well, why don't you do this or do this?" Like, well, there's plenty already, and like you said, you try to accommodate. You make sure there's something for everybody.
That's our main purpose.
Yeah,
something for everyone.
Galesburg Railroad Days that gets underway next Thursday, runs through Sunday, and just some really, really cool things. Again, check their website. If you even if you Google Galesburg Railroad Days, you're gonna find it, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. If you have people come from out of town, it'll not only tell them about everything Railroad Days related, but City of Galesburg related and things to do as well.
Absolutely, and you can still go to the website if you're a business and want to get in the parade.
Yeah.
GalesburgRailroadDays.com and click on advanced purchasing, and the form is the first one.
So Galesburg Railroad Days, again, Thursday night, the 41st annual event. And if you want to – what if somebody wants to volunteer help on the committee or with anything else, would they need to contact you, or how would you do that?
Yes, actually, they can just my email's on there. They can They can go to that. They can contact also the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we have Bill Morris will be helping with the volunteers. So,
yeah, and if you always think, well, maybe they should do this. Well, I have a good idea. Well, you know what? You can always volunteer to get on the committee, right?
You can volunteer to get on the committee, and so far, I don't think we've turned anybody down.
and maybe someday you'll be the chairman like Dennis, and 14 years later.
Just come on. And we appreciate everybody that stepped up, and it continues to grow every year.
Railroad Days coming up next week. Again, gets underway Thursday, goes through Sunday. A wonderful event here in the city of Galesburg. Invite your friends from out of town, and it's such a great thing.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Dennis Clark, Chairman of the Railroad Days Committee. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time.